In recent years, Lenka Reinerová has acquired almost legendary status as Prague's last living writer in the German language. Her novels, stories and essays, many of which are strongly autobiographical, are widely read both in Germany and the Czech Republic. Lenka Reinerová is currently at the centre of a fascinating literary project. Prague has always been a city of two languages, Czech and German, but after the traumas of World War II, the German language disappeared almost completely. A huge literary tradition was lost, in which Prague's most famous literary son, Franz Kafka, had been just the tip of the iceberg. At 91, Lenka Reinerová can still remember the days before the war, when Prague's German-speaking literary life was thriving. Despite losing nearly all her family in the Holocaust, she is determined to foster interest in this German literary tradition. And to do so, she is working to set up what she calls a literary house, devoted to Prague's German literary legacy. We met to talk about the project, and she began by telling me that the idea goes back several decades.
During the so-called Prague Spring, which means 1968, there was a whole situation changed completely, the atmosphere changed. And a group of different intellectuals, mostly, decided then, or tried, in this atmosphere, to make something, to not allow many very good bohemian writers in German language to be completely forgotten. Because Kafka is a well-known world, well-known name. And there were only few others as well as, I don't know, Rilke or Werfel or Egon Erwin Kisch. But we knew that there is a great number of very good authors which somehow are forgotten. And in this situation, 68, we thought it would be maybe nice to make some kind of a museum in Prague of those German-writing Prague authors. Well, and then came what came, I mean, and...
You mean the Soviet invasion of August 1968?
Naturally, nothing of those plans could be realized. And then came again another revolution in 89. And all of a sudden I saw that from this group who had this idea in 68, little by little I was the only one, I was very much younger than the others, who is still around. I was left here and had the idea, all right, so I'll try to find people who would realize this plan, now the possibility is now given. Well, it took me, I would say, at least 3 years, which I really tried very hard to find people who would do that with me, etc., etc. And when I found then some people who decided, yes, that's a good idea, so we then thought, not a museum, because a museum is somehow turned at the past. And if we found a new organization or something, institution, it should be open to the future. And then we find out that in Prague exist many things, but the literary house doesn't exist here. So we decided to call it and to make it a Prague literary house of German writing authors.
The term a literary house implies a building. Is there some kind of place that you're establishing?
We exist already. We are registered by the Minister of Interior, which should be, etc. The only thing which we don't have a house.
So you're a house without a house?
A literary house has no house. We got from the organization Brücke Most, which is an organization between Czech Republic and Germany. They gave us, we have now offices, and then sometimes things happen which you can't expect. So about this plan, I was talking wherever I had the possibility and the occasion, frequently in Germany, because my books are coming out in Germany and I'm quite frequently there. And one day I got a letter from a woman whom I didn't know. And she wrote that she heard about this plan to found this Prague Literary House. And she has a library of around 700 to 800 books written in German from Czech authors. And she has around 200 books of Czech authors translated into German. And she would be happy if that could be some kind of basis of the next library of this literary house. So a woman I didn't know anything about. So I wrote her, thank you very much, this is lovely of you, etc. In between we have those 1,000 books here. We have a library with those books. And now, lately, there was a conference in Germany about German culture institutions all over the world, the Goethe-Institutes and all those things. And there was the German Minister of Foreign Affairs and our Minister of Foreign Affairs. And I got a personal letter from Dr. Steinmeier, the German minister, that they talked about this, what I'm doing, what I'm trying to realize, and they think that is a good thing, that they should support it. And they have now even named one in the German government, one in the Czech government, a person who should be responsible and help us. So it came now finally on some other level. It exists. We had already a few public actions, I would say. The last one was this week, Alena Wagnerová, a Czech writer living in Germany. She talked about Libuše Moníková, who was a Czech writer living in Germany, and she died there. And she talked also about, we wanted her to talk about the Czech emigration after 68 in Germany, literary. And we had other things, and we plan new things. And I am very happy, I must say, that really after big efforts, that finally this institution exists. And of course, I'm not so young anymore. I can't do that anymore. So a good old friend of mine, Mr. František Černý, who used to be our ambassador in Germany, he is now the greatest help, and I hope that he will continue to do this.
And it's a question that people always ask you. Being from a Prague Jewish family, Nazi Germany killed most of your family, and yet you've remained, as it were, loyal to the German language, which is your mother tongue. You've also done a lot to try and rebuild the bridges between Czechs and Germans and the Czech Republic and Germany, which were separated even more than before, I think, by the Iron Curtain, which just was a blocked communication. Why is it so important to you?
Because I think people should know each other. I'm afraid of the future. We still have in this world, after those two big world wars, there are still wars going on. And I think people should better know each other. Interesting is that for a long time, I must say, I was looked at a little bit, it was a little bit odd. A German Jewish from Prague who lost her whole family in the Holocaust, and she continues to write her books in German. And that was looked at with a little bit, that's strange. And all of a sudden, it changed completely, and now one of my highest qualities is that I continue as the last one to write in German. For me, this is no problem, because I think language is an instrument, especially if you write. And important is not in which language you write, important is what you write, what you in this language write. And I really don't know why I should have something against the language of Goethe and Thomas Mann, Brecht and Böll and those, Günter Grass, all those really very good German authors. Language is an instrument. And the question is what you do with it. And a few years ago, all of a sudden, it became something very positive that I'm continuing in this tradition. There was a very well-known literary expression, the Prager literarische Kreis. Those were people who wrote in German. Not only Kafka, not only Max Brod, all those others. This makes this town even richer if we have another culture here.
And I do have the feeling, generally, that Czech-German tensions are easing. The complexes and the burdens of the past do gradually seem to be falling away. Is that the impression that you have as well?
Well, in this literary house, we plan, for instance, that we could take young German people here for a certain time so that they could study the Prague and the history, etc., etc. And our young people should have the possibility to live a certain time in Germany. And as I already mentioned, people should know each other better. That seems to me the only possibility to save all of us.
Thank you very much indeed, Lenka Rajnurová, for talking to me, and I wish you the best of luck for the future with the Pražský literární dům, the Prague Literary House. Thank you very much indeed.